Test, Test. 1, 2, 3. Hier ist Backstage, die Podcast-Reihe des Staatsballett Hannover. My name is Alessandra Bella and I'm a dancer with the Staatsballett Hannover and I will be choreographing a piece for All You Can Dance Herrenhausen performance.
My name is Francisco, I'm here with Alessandra and I will also be choreographing a piece for the Herrenhausen performance.
Yeah, we are here because we wanted to have a conversation about how the process has been of choreographing something with our colleagues and what it's like to be in that position. So actually we've been experiencing lockdown for quite a while before returning back to work and to a normal schedule. And that was really intense.
Yeah, it was almost 7 weeks.
That was really long.
It's even more than our normal holiday, summer holiday.
Yeah.
It really felt like, I don't know, it was, how did you experience it?
Well, for me, it was surreal because on holidays, I would usually leave the city. So there was this feeling of being a little bit trapped in a reality. And my boyfriend and I, we also tried to leave the house as little as we could, especially the first, I would say, 4 or 5 weeks. So I think we left the house maybe between once or twice a week just to go food shopping. And with that, we, you know, would take the chance to go for a little walk. But, you know, we had actually the opportunity to take online Zoom classes with our ballet masters, which allowed us not only to try to stay in shape as much as possible, as much as our living room allowed us to, but I think to also see each other's faces even through a computer screen and to make sure that everyone was there and, you know, stay present and keep it as normal as possible, even though the situation was very unusual.
Yeah, that was nice. For me, I remember the first 2 weeks were kind of really awful. I also got sick and I had some symptoms. I was very paranoid. I thought all the time, oh my God, I have corona. What is happening? I don't know if at the end I had it or not. It was actually really hard to get tested at that time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, after those 2 weeks of actually, I enjoyed the time quite a lot. It was kind of like a very positive experience of like learning how to know myself in a different environment and quite fulfilling too somehow that there was like this little pause from reality and I had time to do things that I didn't otherwise. I mean, I think also this is a very privileged position that we have.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's not the case for everyone. A lot of people, it's a big crisis, of course.
I mean, even if you look at the same job we do as dancers, if you think of that, what happens in the freelance scene, where people have had their projects being canceled for the next 12 months, so it's a full year of no work.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're so lucky that we still have not only the chance to live and to pay a rent and to buy food, but also to a certain extent, still keep on having a routine and a way for us to also express our creativity, especially with this young choreographer project coming up. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to hear that was a possibility, because I think also after all this time being locked at home, I really had a necessity to be creative and to, you know, express myself. And I think that's so great that we have this chance right now. Definitely. I really find it's almost like a medicine or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I was also thinking during all this time that we were in the lockdown, I was like, I need to create something.
Yeah.
I need to do something. Mm. And it was kind of weird because I actually didn't want to do what everyone was doing at the moment, which was videos and things from home. Like, I didn't feel inspired by all those things, and it was kind of frustrating. And yeah, at some point I was like, okay, yeah, when we're back to work, I'm just gonna do anything. Like, I didn't even know we had this show coming up, so I was like, I'm just gonna create some solos and I will film them and
see what happens.
But it was great to have this chance at the end.
No, absolutely. And I think with this quarantine really brought to me, at least, is this feeling of like, oh, I take so many things for granted. Like, you know, the fact that I can have a contact with another person or a conversation, or I can leave the house whenever I want. And then somehow this situation had really brought, I think, all of us, and to a certain extent, to reconsider things we take for granted. You know, we think they're always there. And then, like, we're in the 21st century and there is a pandemic.
Yeah, and we're putting this performance for Herrenhäuser Garden. Mm-hmm. Initially, it was not completely like that. We didn't know where we would perform it. We thought we would perform it a bit sooner than we are actually. So everything kind of shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was also kind of a compromise and a little bit of adaptation from us that we had to do there. And yeah, I find that the stage setting Herrenhäuser is probably very challenging, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be a great opportunity. It's a beautiful garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in this specific art style, you know, that is like mannerist, I guess,
mm-hmm.
which is like... like a mannerist art is kind of like, it's kind of putting another layer to some kind of art already, you know?
Sure.
It's like kind of a little bit
adding
more,
on, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which is kind of a little bit similar of what I do. I kind of like, I take a lot of, my pieces, for example, in sneakers,
mm-hmm.
and I take a lot of inspiration from club culture,
mm-hmm.
and steps that are not necessarily... seen maybe
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
contemporary dance in
mm-hmm.
the more
mm-hmm.
simple sense, you know? And I find that, like, to put the performance there is like adding another filter to another filter. So it's,
yeah.
it is kind of very challenging and a little bit scary that it can be a little bit, like, overkill, but I think that's also beautiful, and let's see how we can overcome the challenge.
Well, yeah, because of course, if when you perform something in the theater, it's a black box, which becomes
yeah.
what you wanted it to become.
Exactly.
There is no statement by the very nature of a black box, you know? And when you do open air with natural light, with lots of green around, with statues, there is already a statement, there is already a very strong atmosphere, there is already... scenario. And I think also the light is a bit aspect, for example, maybe not for in my piece because lighting was not playing a major role, but I think you know, some of our colleagues maybe also were having very clear ideas with lighting, which now of course is difficult to achieve whenever you are performing in an open air stage.
Yeah.
But I think it, you know, like we live in interesting times, so we were not able to perform this in a theater, and we still have the chance to perform it in an open air, which I think it's still very much of an opportunity. Young choreographers' evening are always a treat because there is a very different pressure and expectation when you go to see an evening made by, you know, real choreographers, let's say, or choreographers that do it, you know, as their main activity in a different context. You know, this is more of a playful context. It's something that it's out of our comfort zone because it's not our current profession, and so we put ourselves out there in the most vulnerable way. And I think it's so always beautiful and supportive whenever people and fans are there, because we're putting ourselves in a different place, and there's something very fragile and beautiful about that. I think it has a lot of potential, and you know, I think that also is a big part of having a supportive community whenever you do something that's vulnerable, and but at the same time you're being you know, supported by it, and you're being given the opportunity to do it. And I think that's what makes this evening special and unique, and it's a collaboration between dancers and dancers. Just some of the dancers are now in a different place, so it's a made by us. And I think that there's a very...
I think there is not a better way to get to know us.
Yeah,
so,
exactly, yeah. True.
I think, like, for sure, like, if someone is interested in me, like, they will never get to know me as a dancer, I think, or at least not in such a complete way as
mm-hmm.
they could.
Exactly, it's also another lens that can be used to learn about the members of the company and their, you know, their capacities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have come to
a good end.
And, you know, we hope that we have piqued your curiosity and that you'll come to see one of our performances. And yeah, because, you know, like, there aren't so many performances at the moment. So I think it would be a great support for us and for our, you know, artistic need and motivation to see you there and to, you know, feel also your presence and your support. And I think that would mean the world to us.
Definitely.
So, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we hope to see you there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.